we got there too late. I asked the nurse if I could take her body home, but they no longer knew where she was. They had thrown her body out because they needed her bed for the next patient. We tried to look for her among the dead on the floor, but could not find her. The nurse went on to tell Pa that more than a dozen girls died that day from food poisoning. She said it is lucky they were notified at all. Most of the time, they don't know where to contact the parents. Those they have no contacts for, they bury right away. Cave's body must have gotten mixed up with them.
They acted as if we should be thankful we were told. Now she's dead, and we cannot find her.
Pa tries to control his anger, but his face contorts. His shoulders shaking, Pa hides his tears from us and covers his face with his hands.
I asked them if I could have Cave's belongings, Ma whispers hoarsely. The nurse went to look for them, but came back with nothing. When I saw her, Cave still had the gold watch, a gift from us that she kept hidden. When she knew she was dying, she took it out and wore it for the first time. The nurse said she does not remember seeing a watch on her wrist and does not know where it is.
Most likely, someone had stolen it off her wrist. I cannot listen anymore. I run and run, finding myself heading for the woods. There, beneath a large tree, next to a thick bush, I hide from the rest of the world. Hugging my knees tightly to my chest, I rest my head on my forearms. I cup my hands over my mouth and scream out in pain over the cruel death of my sister. The sound burns in my throat, fighting to be released, but I hold it in as tears stream out of my eyes. People have always said that Cave and I were similar in many ways. We looked almost identical to each other and were also alike in personality. We were both headstrong and always ready to fight. Cave's last wish was not granted. She did not get to see Pa before she died. I wrap my arms around my stomach and double over in pain, falling to the ground. In the thick grass, my tears pour out for my sister and seep into the earth. That night, lying on my back, my hands crossed over my chest, I ask Chu what happens to people when they die. No one knows for sure, but it is believed that at first they sleep peacefully, not knowing they are dead. They sleep for 3 days, and on the third day they wake up and try to return home.